Hello, Mark Tiley here with another podcast at manxradio.com. And it's another My Tunes taken from The Shore Morning Show.
Mark Tiley, the nation's station, Manx Radio.
Another week of My Tunes with me, Mark Tiley, and another fabulous guest. Now, actually, this is the second time we've had a go at doing this, because when we first got together, and you'll understand why in a moment, Anne Clark and I were talking about the forthcoming 2020 Guild and getting terribly excited, and then the blooming virus came along and scuppered the whole thing. But Anne, welcome back.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you for having another go at My Tunes. I hope we're not going to jinx this one, because we'll talk about the Guild 2021 a little later on in the week. But how's it been? How have you been getting on through all this stuff?
Well, this year we were facing something that even two world wars hadn't managed to do, and that was the possible cancellation of the festival. The Villa Marina was shut,
yeah,
and gatherings were banned. But, Mark, it takes more than a pandemic to stop the Guild. Jacqueline Yates, our company secretary, stepped into the breach, and she was the driving force behind the virtual Guild. The Guild goes on. She was helped by the technical expertise of Judith Lay, and 91 videos were recorded at home, submitted and sent in to adjudicators in England, who gave considered and supportive feedback to every performer, and they all got an online certificate.
Brilliant.
Celtic Manx kindly sponsored the virtual Guild. We're very, very lucky with sponsorship, and Dandara have carried forward their sponsorship to next year, for which we are extremely grateful.
Well, we're going to keep everything crossed for this year, and thanks to the sponsors for following through into 2021. We'll talk about that later on in the week. But Anne, I want to take you back to your early days. Born in Douglas?
Yes, I was born in Douglas. I'm totally Manx.
Yeah.
My father's family were all great singers. Auntie Maggie, Uncle Dan and Uncle Fred Miney all won Cleveland medals, and they were stars in the Choral Union. But unfortunately, this talent has not passed itself down to me.
Really?
Yes, the world is not ready for me to sing on the Royal Hall stage.
Now, your husband's family, ice cream, is that
yes,
right? Tell me Felice's, about that.
Felice's ice cream.
Yeah.
Yes, the Felice's came over here in the 1880s, 1890s, and started up the ice cream business. They had kiosks on the promenade. They had an ice cream factory. They had a fish and chip shop, milk bar, snack bar, quite a lot of things. But it's all gone now.
Yeah.
And I asked my husband if he had the recipe for the ice cream. And he said, yes, it's £52 off. And that's where he stopped.
That was a lot. That was a lot. Oh, that's lovely. You were nursing for quite a while, weren't you?
Yes, I was. I was a sister on the intensive care unit here, and I helped to start that up, and the hemodialysis unit. But that's a long time ago, yes.
Well, we'll take your first piece of music, which is a little cracker. He's still going.
Yes. I think it was such a change in British rock music. I think that started it all off. And it's still, after all these years, it's still a thrilling moment when you hear that.
Here he is, Cliff Richard. He's 80 now, bless him. Move It.
Say it's gonna die, but honey, be let's face it. Well, he just don't know what's going to replace it. Yeah, that is that calypso, I've got nothing on. Real country music that just drives along. Well, hello, boy. Well, please don't lose it. It's rhythm that gets into your heart and soul. Well, let me tell you, baby, it's called rock and roll. They say it's gonna dive a honeybee, let's face it. They just don't know what's going to replace it. Ballads that calypsos have got nothing on. Real country music that just drives along.
My Tunes on Manx Radio with my guest all this week, Anne Clark. Anne is the chairman of the Guild and loads more. This is our second go at it, Anne. Thank you for coming back in. You weren't put off first time.
Not at all.
This is very, very kind of you. Tell me a bit about another project. We'll get on to the Guild fully later in the week. The Gateway Drama Group.
Oh, yes, the Gateway Drama Group. That was started by Olga Gray about, it must be 14 or 15 years ago now. And each year we produce a nativity at St Andrews and a summer production. We've done everything from cowboys, vampires, Shakespeare. And this next year it will be Mutiny on the Bounty, the musical.
Oh, right. Well, there's a good Manx connection there.
Yes. And we're hoping, because we couldn't have it this year, so we're hoping that next year we'll be able to do that, because the students are so excited about this and they absolutely love it. It's a great pleasure to work with them.
But there are particular aims of this group, aren't there? Tell me a bit more about it, the Gateway.
Well, they are all adults with learning difficulties of varying degrees, and we try to get them all to do what they can do. They love singing and dancing and acting, and it develops their confidence, and the changes in some of them have been incredible.
Let's go back and look at nursing again. We just touched on it yesterday. There's a profession that has been, well, unfortunately, been in the spotlight hugely over these last few months, hasn't it?
Yes, it has, yes.
I mean, you must feel for everybody in that profession.
Oh, yes, I do. I think it's something that no one's ever really faced before. They've faced isolation, but they've been individual patients. And this whole thing of not knowing where this germ is going to pop up and not knowing exactly what it's doing must be terribly difficult. And the emotional strain on these nurses and doctors must be phenomenal.
And especially those in the intensive care area.
Oh, yes,
yes. It's just relentless, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
Well, we hope we are moving forward. I mean, we're not out of the woods yet, but touch wood, we seem to be doing better than most here.
Yes,
on our island. We've got something much lighter on today's musical front. And has this ever been done at the Guild? I don't know if it has. It would make a great Guild piece, wouldn't
it? Would.
We could do it together.
We could do it together.
You and me? I know. Yes. You said you don't like singing, but we get away with this, I reckon. Come on, the pair of them together. Tell me all about it.
I think if you were feeling down, this would really cheer you up. You cannot help. It's a bit like that Laughing Policeman record. You cannot help but join in. It's Joyce Grenfell and Norman Wisdom, who are guaranteed to make anybody chuckle.
I love that tune.
Yes, it is nice, isn't it? Catchy.
What is it, Norman?
I don't know. Well, I know it. Goes. You must remember
yes.
This, you've heard it before. Oh dear.
Go on, Norman.
Shall I?
Yes, you've got an awfully nice voice.
Oh, silly.
No, I mean it.
La la, la 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 la.
It's so rounded.
La la, la 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 la. La 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 la.
Change of key.
What's that?
Different notes, silly.
Oh. La la la. I'm in. I got it. That's it.
La 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 la
you breathe.
No, no, I don't need it.
Sorry. Da da dee da.
La 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 la
la la la la la la la la
la la la la la la la la la
la la la la la la la
la la la la la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la.
We'll find it, don't worry, don't worry.
La 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 la. Well, here it comes.
Yeah.
You know what this reminds me of, don't you?
What? Oh, yes. Ruining the music, this is.
Oh,
you'll go all bang in a minute.
Don't laugh. Yes,
I can't help it. Oh, my God.
My Tunes on Manx Radio. My guest is Anne Clark. We've talked about nursing, we've talked about ice cream, and lots more besides. We're going to touch on the Guild today and again tomorrow, because lots to talk about. Hopefully, Anne, and again, thank you for coming back in for take two of this. We're looking forward to the Guild 2021, and you very kindly brought me in the syllabus.
Yes, the syllabus has just come out, and it's available in a shop near you, and it's free. So have a look through it and see if there's anything that takes your fancy. We've got some new classes for 2021. Anything Goes, which is any music or dance piece on the theme of Africa.
Oh, lovely.
Yes. We've got a set of mime classes up to year 8, which is, I think, age 13. The subjects are the TT races or seaside life. And for year 9 and over, it's Manx life or recycling plastics.
Ooh.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. Well, I think the mime is going to be a challenge for Judith to cover it on the radio.
Yes.
That's going to be an interesting one. It'd be
it
like,
will be.
You know, yes. She'll be describing what they're doing. We'll have to guess what it's all about.
We could run a competition.
Now, right at the beginning of the week, you mentioned your musical heritage and that there are lots of singers in the family, but you're not really a singer. But you love the spoken word.
Yes.
And you're busy on several fronts. We'll come back to the Guild tomorrow, by the way. But tell me more about your interest in the spoken word.
Well, I helped to judge the Rotary Public Speaking Competition for the juniors when it happens, which is very interesting, encouraging youngsters to get up and speak to them and giving them a few tips on how they could perhaps do it a little bit better. Also, the Cranmer Prayer Book Competition, where they have to read a piece from the prayer book. I helped to judge that as well. And that's interesting. But my real interest is poetry. I love poetry. And I like to hear everybody at the Guild, the way they do things, and especially their own choices. Very interesting to hear what they will pick for themselves.
And has there been an increase in spoken word categories for this coming year?
Yes, it's going up and up and up, and which is great. And the drama has suddenly taken off. With the new newsreading class was a big success. The stand-up comedy class was a huge success. And the sight reading. Now, last year, Howard, your very own Howard Kane, did the sight reading live on air as part of the virtual Guild.
I remember this, on late lunch.
Yes, he was presented with a piece of P.G. Woodhouse and told just to read it. And he did brilliantly well. So this year, the sight reading has changed. People are not allowed to prepare it. You could prepare it for a few seconds before you went on. But this year, because of Howard's success, you will walk onto the stage, be given a piece of paper and say, read that.
Go, straight off.
Yes, ooh, which is true sight reading.
Yeah, very much so.
So that should be interesting.
It certainly will be. Look forward to that.
Yes.
Let's have another great piece of music. And who have we got today?
This is the Beatles, In My Life.
Oh, it's a beautiful song.
Yes. It's incredible how Paul McCartney could have written such an insightful lyric at his age. And I think the older you get, the more meaning this song has. And I really like it.
There are places I remember.
My Tunes guest this week is chairman of the Guild, a guild that was virtual this year, but hopefully, all being well, will be back where it belongs in the Villa Marina and other venues in 2021. We talked about the syllabus, Anne, yesterday. It's Anne Clark, by the way. Tell us about any contingencies, just in case we have to change things around.
Well, we're discussing several ideas for next year. If we can't get the adjudicators over, that is the main problem. Live streaming is going ahead apace. And one of the plans, and I stress this is one of the plans, is to live stream the Guild, for the Guild to happen in the Villa Marina and for it to be live streamed to the adjudicators in England, and they will give their feedback and adjudication live on screen.
That would work really well. I mean, that's no reason why that couldn't happen.
Yes. Well, things have come on so much and are coming on all the time that this is a possibility. We did think about local adjudicators, but of course there's always the question of bias or perceived bias. And just because you are an excellent performer doesn't mean you'd be an excellent adjudicator.
But hey, you'd save some money. I mean, if it does go virtual in terms of adjudication, no flights, no accommodation. Hey, yes. You give them a little fee, but you don't have to pay a lot on top of it.
No, that's right.
Make some more money for the Guild. Yeah. Very good indeed. And now tell me about Guernsey, because they're doing an Eisteddfod in February.
Yes, they are. They approached us and told us about this, and it seems to be a similar thing. So we were considering maybe going down there and putting a site on it, as they say. Mm. And so we'll see about that. But it would be nice to have a connection with another festival similar to our own.
And maybe we could sort of exchange adjudicators that way, if that's our air bridge back again. You know, could work. Yeah. Now, one of the people who's really important, working with Judith Leigh in recording and putting together the Manx Radio coverage, is the very marvellous Tim Price. He's won composition classes in the Guild, hasn't he? As well as being one of our great engineering experts for the whole thing. And he's got some music out of his own.
Yes, he has. He's released a CD of wonderful music, Gem of God's Earth.
And it's all inspired by seven particular aspects of the Isle of Man.
Yes.
And I think you said, could we play a little bit?
Yes, I was wondering if you could play a little bit. People will have seen Tim in the Royal Hall, up in his little corner there, sitting quietly all day, recording away every moment of the Guild. And he's responsible for the excellent sound quality. And I'm sure that this CD will be wonderful, having heard his composition of last year.
Lagness from Gem of God's Earth by Tim Price. And we've got everything crossed for the Guild 2021. How long have we got to get the entries in?
Well, the syllabus is out now, so you've got till February to decide what you're going to do and get your entry in. There is no late closing date.
It is 6th of Feb. Yes. That's it, 6th of Feb. No, I like that. That almost sounds like no late closing date.
Yes.
I've got a feeling that with last year being virtual and different, this is going to be a big one.
I hope so. We've got a new trophy this year. This is to honour Mrs. Eleanor Shimmin's lifelong contribution to the Guild. She's a 3-times winner of the Cleveland Medal, and she became an official accompanist in 1960. She was also a festival steward and an active member of the committee for over 30 years, in addition to producing many winners and finalists of the Cleveland Medal and the Sheffield Plate. So we've got a new trophy, and it's to be presented for the American Arts Song. So we're hoping that we'll have a lot of entrants for that to get their first name on the cup.
Brilliant. Let's have our final piece of music. I remember you'd actually chosen this one the very first time we had tried to have a go at this before lockdown. Talk us into the final piece, Anne.
Well, it's Muse, Supermassive Black Hole. I'm a big fan of Muse since my sons took me to see them at the Liverpool Arena some years ago. And that was something else.
I love the surprises. We love the Guild here. We've got everything crossed for it going ahead fully in person next year. Anne Clark, thank you. many thanks to Anne Clark, Chairman of the Guild, for being my guest on another great MyTunes. Keep coming back to manxradio.com for more MyTunes guests and so many more podcasts. I'm Mark Tiley. Thank you for joining us.